And at 8:33, it's good morning to Darren Frahill.
And a very good morning to you as well, Audrey. Well, what a weekend it was in the world of sport. The Championship 2020 up and running, and Limerick have made a winning start. And what a statement they've made. They beat their great Munster rivals Clare by 10 points at Semple Stadium. The game also doubled up as a first division final in the Allianz League. The sides were actually level at the break. Really good first half. Even Stevens, I think, but Clare really impressive in that first half. But then Limerick just cut loose in the second half and stamped their authority all over this one. They'll meet Tipperary in the provincial semi-final, and that's next weekend. The final score, Limerick 36 points, Clare 123. And it's worth highlighting, Tony Kelly scored 17 points of Clare's tally. But it's Limerick who won, and their manager is John Kiely.
You could say that it was a poor enough performance from us in the first half. We just failed to get into our rhythm in the first half. You know, we just weren't stringing the passes together. Our work rate wasn't where it needed to be. And obviously we didn't create as many scoring chances as a result. You know, we were doing poorly in breaking ball. There was a lot of areas we needed to address at half-time, and we did. And to be fair to the lads, they responded really quickly early on. You know, took a bit of a hold of the game early on in the second half and pushed on from there. Listen, for a first day out, I think we're just all glad to get back into the realm of it again. And obviously we've loads of things we need to improve on for next week. It's only a quick turnaround now for us. 7 days to Tipperary here in Cork next weekend. So another massive challenge for us.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one already. It's going to be quite the game. Kerry and Antrim secured important wins in round one of the Joe McDonagh Cup. Wicklow beat Roscommon in the Christy Ring competition. Tipperary got the better of Dublin in the Littlewoods Camogie Championship, and that's a result which sees them qualify for the knockout stages. Waterford picked up a first win of the campaign against Limerick, and they pulled off that win thanks to the sharp shooting of the appropriately named Niamh Rocket. She scored 2 goals.
I suppose what's rare is wonderful with the goals. They don't come around often, and I won't hear the end of it off bet now with the 2 assists that she's trying to say to me, but just in the right place at the right time with the goals, and it's about finishing. I'm usually not as clinical as I was today. It must have been the wind or something like that that went right for me, but no, we're delighted with the win, and I suppose looking forward to the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, she's far too modest, isn't she? Let's give a bit of mention as well to Beth Carton and credit for those 2 assists this morning. Mayo's 23-year stint in Division 1 of the Allianz Football League has come to an end. They were relegated following a 2-point loss to Tyrone in Castlebar. Elsewhere, Meath and Monaghan played out a draw, and Dublin beat Galway by 2 goals. Kerry were crowned champions on Saturday, but it's Meath and Mayo who are relegated. In Division 3, wins for Tipperary, Louth and Derry. Cork and Down are promoted. Leitrim's loss to Tip means they go down along with Louth. In soccer, Waterford have beaten Dundalk by 1-0 in the SSE Electricity League, and that result means that they move within a point of the third place side, Dundalk. And it's a big week for the Louth side. They have Arsenal in the Europa League on Thursday, and then St Pat's in a very important game next weekend. Here's Brian Gartland.
Yeah, it's a massive game for the club, but I suppose today's results, you know, means we're focusing on St Pat's next weekend as a massive game for the club to make sure we're back in Europe again. We needed a result here today, so we could take that little bit of pressure off our backs and maybe enjoy these big games coming forward. It's part of the team chasing us for a third spot.
Yeah, well done to Dundalk and their European adventure so far, but a huge game now against Arsenal coming up on Thursday. In the Premier League, Southampton beat leaders Everton 2-0. Leicester City 1-0 winners away to Arsenal. They're now a point off the top of the standings. Wolves and Newcastle drew 1-1. Rangers are 6 points clear of Celtic in Scotland. Celtic could only draw with Aberdeen. Rangers beat Livingston. In rugby, Connacht beat Edinburgh 37-26. Their team included 6 players making their first start, so an impressive win by them away from home, and it moves them to join top of Conference B. Unbeaten Ulster are up to second place in Conference A of the Pro 14. They had a 40-17 win against Dragons. Today's a rest day on the Tour of Spain. Dan Martin, third overall, 20 seconds behind the leader Richard Carapaz. Lewis Hamilton won the Portuguese Grand Prix to make it race win number 92. It's a new record in F1. Rory McIlroy finished in the top 20 at the Zozo Championship on the PGA Tour. He played well over the weekend, finished with a 66 and 15 under par for the tournament, 8 behind the winner Patrick Cantlay. Jonathan Caldwell finished in a tie for 5th place at the Italian Open, finished on 17 under par, three shots behind the winner, Ross McGowan. Stephanie Meadow was best of the Irish on the LPGA Tour on the Drive On Championship, three under par, 13 behind the winner, Ali MacDonald. And finally, well done to Shane Ryan. He broke another Irish record yesterday at the international meet in Budapest. He came second in the backstroke event in a time of 50.22 seconds. That's your sport for now.